my jaw drop. I watched, fascinated, as the bastard called up my payroll data. He was looking up my salary. I had only been there a few months at the time, and I guessed Joe couldn't stand the idea that I might have been making more than he was. A few minutes later, I saw that he was downloading hacker tools used by less experienced hackers who don't know enough about programming to devise the tools for themselves. So, Joe was clueless and had no idea that one of America's most experienced hackers was sitting right next to him. I thought it was hilarious. He already had the information about my pay, so it was too late to stop him. Besides, any employee with computer access at the IRS or the Social Security Administration can look your salary up. I sure didn't want to tip my hand by letting him know I'd found out what he was up to. My main goal at the time was maintaining a low profile, and a good social engineer doesn't advertise his abilities and knowledge. You always want people to underestimate you, not see you as a threat. So I let it go and laughed to myself that Joe thought he knew some secret about me when it was the other way around. I had the upper hand by knowing what he had been up to. In time, I discovered that all three of my co-workers in the IT group amused themselves by looking up the take-home pay of this or that cute secretary, or, for the one girl in the group, neat-looking guy they had spotted, and they were all finding out the salary and bonuses of anybody at the company they were curious about, including senior management. Analyzing the con. This story illustrates an interesting problem. The payroll files were accessible to the people who had the responsibility of maintaining the company's computer systems. So it all comes down to a personnel issue, deciding who can be trusted. In some cases, IT staff might find it irresistible to snoop around. And they have the ability to do so, because they have privileges allowing them to bypass access controls on those files. One safeguard would be to audit any access to particularly sensitive files such as payroll. Of course, anyone with the requisite privileges could disable auditing or possibly remove any entries that would point back to them. But each additional step takes more effort to hide on the part of an unscrupulous employee. Preventing the con. From pawing through your trash to duping a security guard or receptionist, social engineers can physically invade your corporate space. But you'll be glad to hear that there are preventive measures you can take. Protection after hours. All employees who arrive for work without their badges should be required to stop at the lobby desk or security office to obtain a temporary badge for the day. The incident in the first story of this chapter could have come to a much different conclusion if the company security guards had had a specific set of steps to follow when encountering anyone without the required employee badge. For companies, or areas within a company, where security is not a high-level concern, it may not be important to insist that every person have a badge visible at all times. But in companies with sensitive areas, this should be a standard requirement, rigidly enforced. Employees must be trained and motivated to challenge people who do not display a badge, and higher-level employees must be taught to accept such challenges without causing embarrassment to the person who stops them. Company policy should advise employees of the penalties for those who consistently fail to wear their badges. Penalties might include sending the employee home for the day without pay, or a notation in his personnel file. Some companies institute a series of progressively more stringent penalties that may include reporting the problem to the person's manager, then issuing a formal warning. In addition, where there is sensitive information to protect, the company should establish procedures for authorizing people who need to visit during non-business hours. One solution? require that arrangements be made through corporate security or some other designated group. This group would routinely verify the identity of any employee calling to arrange an off-hours visit by a callback to the person's supervisor or some other reasonably secure method. Treating trash with respect. The dumpster diving story dug into the potential misuses of your corporate trash. The 8 keys to wisdom regarding trash. Classify all sensitive information based on the degree of sensitivity. Establish company-wide procedures for discarding sensitive information. Insist that all sensitive information to be discarded first be shredded, and provide for a safe way for getting rid of important information on scraps of paper too small for shredding. Shredders must not be the low-end budget type, which turn out strips of paper that a determined attacker, given enough patience, can reassemble. Instead, they need to be the kind called cross-shredders, or those that render the output into useless pulp. Provide a way for rendering unusable or completely erasing computer media. Floppy disks, zip disks, CDs and DVDs used for storing files, removable tapes, old hard drives, and other computer media before they are discarded. Remember that deleting files does not actually remove them. They can still be recovered, as Enron executives and many others have learned to their dismay. Merely dropping computer media in the trash is an invitation to your local friendly dumpster diver. See Chapter 16 for specific guidelines on disposal of media and devices. Maintain an appropriate level of control over the selection of people on your cleaning crews, using background checks if appropriate. Remind employees periodically to think about the nature of the materials they are tossing into the trash. Lock trash dumpsters. Use separate disposal containers for sensitive materials and contract to have the materials disposed of by a bonded company that specializes in this work. Saying goodbye to employees. The point has been made earlier in these pages about the need for ironclad procedures when a departing employee has had access to sensitive information, passwords, dial-in numbers, and the like. Your security procedures need to provide a way to keep track of who has authorization to various systems.